And Eddie George joining us here Sunday morning on ESPN Radio. Myron was saying this last break, and we're talking about, because obviously as a Heisman Trophy winner, you know what it's like to play around a great organization and a program like Ohio State. Alabama and what we have seen so far and seen in the last 20 years. Myron says they are the most, they are the greatest sports franchise going right now. You say what?
I would say he's spot on. I mean, it's the same story with them. It's they just win no matter who's in there, no matter what year it is. It could be in year 2005. We will see the same story with Alabama annihilating teams. I mean, Nick Saban and his coaching staff, he gets it. He understands the program. He's got those five star athletes coming in, but not just getting the five star athletes, but he's coaching them up to be extremely successful on the football field, and we're seeing that. So last night was no surprise to me. You know Alabama's going to pull it all together. They're disciplined, they're well-coached, and they just have the offense that's extremely out of this world. So they are the best brand in football right now, without a doubt, with college football.
Eddie, your alma mater, Justin Fields and the Ohio State University, might get a shot at that Alabama team. What kind of disadvantage, if any, do they have starting so late compared to the fact that Alabama's been rolling now for a month?
Yeah, I mean, that's it. You know, the fact that Alabama has been playing for a solid month, they've kind of worked their kinks out in terms of the COVID-19. We saw that with Nick Saban, how he used his power to move the time back to 7 o'clock for kickoff. And, you know, it's I think Ohio State at this point in time, you know, 8 games, is that enough? I don't know if they have the wiggle room. If they do have an outbreak, you know, how will they master, get around the flexibility issues with it being just 8 games and so tight late in the year and so forth. So that could be an issue for Ohio State. But, you know, the word that I'm hearing out of there is that these guys are ready. They've been itching to play for the last couple of months. And I think they're going to make the best situation out of it. But I think there's room for error in terms of trying to flex games if something were to happen is very, very slim. So I don't know if 8 games is enough. If they only play 7 games or 6 games, will it be enough to allow the voters to put them in the top 4 if they win all 6 of those games? I'm not sure.
Heisman Trophy winner Eddie George, former Ohio State Buckeye, joining us here on Sunday morning. Matt Schickmeyer and Metcalf on ESPN Radio. I want to follow up with what you just said, because really, Ohio State, it seems like, if they're anything like what we think they will be, they're going to make the college football playoff. They're going to look like Ohio State. However, the one thing that could prevent them from getting there is something that might be out of their control, because it's not just them, their program, that has to follow protocols. They can't have their opposition, the teams they're supposed to play, back out or postpone, because like you said, these aren't going to be postponements. These are going to be cancellations, because the Big Ten does not have that wiggle room. How concerned are you that the Big Ten is trying to thread the needle in 9 games in 9 weeks, considering we've seen a plethora of postponements already in the Power 5?
Yeah. It almost seems like it's inevitable. It doesn't seem like they're going to get a full slate right now. My fingers are crossed. I hope that they do. But given what we've seen so far with even Florida, they had to cancel, postpone their deal until December. They're able to get it in. But at least the Big Ten is making a valiant effort to put together a slate of games for these student-athletes and for college football. But it's going to be very difficult, and I almost anticipate an outbreak happening on within the Big Ten. We may not see a game because of what we've seen so far, and that's me not being pessimistic. It's more me being realistic to the fact that these are the times that we're in, and the fact that they did not plan ahead and they kind of shot the gun early on moving their schedule around and having a slate of games, then canceling the season, then coming back. That's the position that they're in. But I think they're, you know, do the best job that they can possibly do to get those games in, given the protocols, and we'll have to wait and see.